"Did you watch for me?" he asked when he bent to hug her. "Did you, little cat?" Brandon Stark had bid her wait as well. "I shall not be long, my lady," he had vowed. "We will be wed on my return." Yet when the day came at last, it was his brother Eddard who stood beside her in the sept. Ned had lingered scarcely a fortnight with his new bride before he, too, had ridden off to war, with promises on his lips. At least he had left her with more than words. He had given her a son. 9 moons had waxed and waned, and Rob had been born in River Run while his father still warred in the south. She had brought him forth in blood and pain, not knowing whether Ned would ever see him. Her son. He had been so small. And now it was Rob she waited for. For Rob, and for Jaime Lannister, the gilded knight, who men said had never learned to wait at all.
"The Kingslayer is restless and quick to anger," her uncle Brynden had told Rob,
and he had wagered their lives and their best hope of victory on the truth of what he said. If Rob was frightened, he gave no sign of it. Catelyn watched her son as he moved among the men, touching one on the shoulder, sharing a jest with another, helping a third to gentle an anxious horse. His armour clinked softly when he moved. Only his head was bare.